Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back. Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Great time being, I think it's being had in the chat room. I don't know. Always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting you, Twitter. Head up to the website, will you? Realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening. A lot going on up there. Always love to hear what you have to say. And you know, comment on the stories. That's always good, too. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Okay. Oh, some of these stories are good. I mean, I didn't write it, but they're good. So Alabama would be the first, you know, state to ban drug treatment for transgender kids. Now, notice this doesn't say, before somebody starts calling and screaming, transgender adults. When you get older, you do anything you darn well please. When you got two brain cells that actually, you know, work, then make your own decisions. Don't let me get in your way. Right? But these little kids, you, the parents feel bad for them. 92% of these kids, I won't say easily, but, you know, wander back to their original gender. So giving them hormone blockers at 6, 7, and 8 so they can make up their mind is wrong. It's dead wrong. It's detrimental. It's unhealthy. It's dead wrong. So the Alabama lawmakers are looking at a bill that would make it a felony for doctors to treat transgender youth with hormonal therapy, puberty blockers, and or surgery. The House Judiciary Committee will hold a public hearing, and the bill's been put up by Republican Representative Wes Allen. Not West, but Wes. The bill would prohibit the use of puberty-blocking drugs. As I said, hormonal therapy and surgery to treat the minors. Now, violators could face up to 10 years in prison. Now, the advocacy groups include human rights campaigns and groups opposing the bill, say that they would prevent doctors from providing the best medical care. But that's not true. It is not true saying that it is the best medical care, because you're finding out more and more and more that these kids stay in a depressive state. I'm sorry. Nothing major really changes for the majority of them. So doing it at 6, 7, 8, 13, 14, 15, no, not healthy, not good. That's from the doctors, not me. Alabama's one of at least 8 states where conservative lawmakers are pushing such measures, arguing that such decisions should wait until adulthood. Why is that so crazy? See, they can't have guns until they're adults. They can't smoke cigarettes until they're adults. I mean, there's so many things they can't do. In California, you can't get you can't get piercings on your own. To your 18, you know, face piercings. Tattoos. I mean, if that's the case, open it up. Abortions, tattoos, piercings, everything from 6 on. Abort a facial pills. Let them get the pills at a vending machine if it's not such a big deal. It's just the hypocritical and everything they say. Are they so confused they don't actually see what they're saying that doesn't make sense? They're actually speaking against themselves? Well, you guys heard earlier that Mark Cuban had said that they would no longer be playing the national anthem. He's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, by the way. At their home games. Because, you know, we're going to stop politicizing. You know, bullpuckies. You're a young guy with a lot of money, and you think you have a clue. That's the other thing, too. Just because somebody has a lot of money, you guys agree with me, just because you have a lot of money doesn't make you smart. You may have done some smart things. You may have absolutely no common sense whatsoever. Heck, you may have hit the lottery. So Mark had said earlier today, no, we're not playing it. We want to respect people of all passions, all colors. Right? We want to make sure everybody feels good. Well, you're not going to do that. That is an asinine statement to make. And anybody who makes a statement that thinks that they're going to be able to make everybody happy, you're not going to do it. He says, we respect and have always respected the passion people have for the anthem in our country. Now, the public relations team is really working overtime to fix this. But we also loudly hear the voices of those who feel that the anthem doesn't represent them. Then leave! Go into another room! You got 90 people out of 100 in a room. 90 feel that they want this or they want something, and the other 10 don't. You have to stop. You don't do it. Why can't the other 10 be respectful and leave? Going forward, our hope is that the people will take the same passion they have for this issue and apply the same amount of energy to listen to those who feel differently. Only then, you know, Mark's such a philosophist, right? Only then we can move forward and have courageous conversations. Mark, I already have them. I don't need you playing or not playing the national anthem. I already have the conversations. I'm not afraid of them. I don't feel bad over them. I don't have to give in to my black friends, Asian friends, white, because I don't have, like, that's not how I do it. I have friends. It's really that simple. I mean, Morgan Freeman, I love to say, you know, again, I'm not the biggest fan of his, but I love it in his interviews because he's a prominent black man. And I love it in interviews where he says, you want to stop racism? Stop calling me a black man. He's so right. Talk about this morning on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio, called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
How lucky can one guy be?
Very.
I kissed her.
I prefer blessed myself. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Joe at TheRealSide.com is the other way you can go. You can get your point across, get me some info. Mark Moiser is going to join me. He is in the next hour. And he's taken on several cases going after Newsom and others. We need to go after Newsom. We need to, you know, the problem, though, is it's not their money. That's the bad part. When they're defending themselves, or being defended by the state. It's our money defending these boneheads. Come on, really, seriously, right? And if we recall this guy, do we have somebody to replace him? Now, Moyser is the constitutional and election law attorney. So we can get some insight as to what's going on right now. Not just in D.C., but here in California. And what we can keep doing, we got to get the kids back in school. And the way you get the kids back in school is you got to take on the governor. It's the only way to do it. Again, as I said before, got any questions, comments? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Feel free to send me an email, too, to joe at therealside.com, joe at therealside.com. All right, back at it again. I mean, I've got so many stories that I want to get through that I am enjoying to no end. The Cuban, you know, Mark Cuban, really, really smart guy, right? I mean, you realize he made his money, you know, in the days of the dot-coms, really. I mean, really. I mean, they started everything going for guys like him. So you can do online programs. You can make all kinds of money. You know, PayPal, eBay. These guys started those companies when nobody even knew what that meant. What was an eBay? What do you mean sell stuff online? You have to pay for it? I get it a couple days later? I don't know about that. I mean, I would do that with JCPenney or Kmart or Sears. Right? They were using the internet in ways nobody ever thought of. However, later on today, Cuban, who had said that they were no longer going to play the anthem, decided, well, maybe it's a better idea if I do. And you know what? It's not because he had a moment of clarity and love for this country. It's all about the money. The NBA is losing billions, or was losing billions of dollars. They're going to be nice to China, because, you know, China's big bucks towards the NBA out of China. But when the Americans, when we really started turning on them, they didn't like that. And then when we hit them in a wallet, it was even worse, right? The NBA came out almost immediately after he said it. The communications officer, Mike Bass, said, well, with NBA teams now in the process of welcoming fans back into their arenas, all teams will play the national anthem, keeping with the longstanding league policy. In other words, follow the rules, Cuban. You don't like it, sell the team and get gone. The pregame national anthem is a staple of American sports. Always has been. Look, I'm not even a sports guy. We did it in high school. We did. They do it at college games. They do it at the professional level. But the reason being isn't because it's just cool or whatever. Or you just, yeah, be a patriot. That's not it at all. It's a recognition of what those colors stand for, what it means. It's a recognition of the fact that these guys get to make $16 million a year because of this country, not even necessarily who they are. Right? I mean, think about it. If you're in a communist country, you might be the best basketball player there. Their attitude might be, well, wait a minute. Your aptitude says you'd be a better scientist. You ain't playing ball. You're going to do what we tell you to do. Or we'll start checking out your family members one by one. What do you think? Oh, good. You're going to sign up for the science class. Very good. That's the way they do it. You don't get to choose. These young kids who actually really believe that we'd be better off under socialism because everybody gets taken care of and everybody gets to do what they want. They really believe you're going to get to do what you want to do. I got news for you, you young people. You're going to take a test. They're going to decide what your aptitude is. They're going to decide what you're good at or would be good at. And you're going to go to school for what they want you to go to school for, or you're going to be cleaning gutters. Better yet, you might even be in a prison somewhere for telling them no. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. You know, and again, Now, pro sports in other countries, I think, from what I've heard and read, the national anthem are not played at those games necessarily. Two basketball teams in Russia playing may not hear the national anthem, and it's no big deal for them. Maybe the same thing in Mexico, for all I know. I don't know. But we understand what that flag means. We understand what it stands for. And this being Black History Month, I would suggest my white friends and my black friends, I suggest that you guys go check out Black History. Find out about Black History. It only makes sense. I mean, don't you want to celebrate along with your brothers and sisters? And I don't mean that in a black brother and sister way. You know what I mean. California Governor Newsom's press conference today was interrupted several times. Come on, come on. Can you guess why? Can you guess how? Can you guess how? Yeah. People ran in and started chanting, "Recall Newsom." Newsom was repeatedly interrupted during a Wednesday press conference with chants of "Recall Newsom." You can hear it easily in the background. The governor was making an appearance in Fresno at the city's fairgrounds, providing an update on COVID-19. He was discussing a new vaccine distribution site in the Central Valley. We are the worst. This guy is the worst at everything. He can't even get, he wants to blame Trump for everything, but yet he can't get the vaccine administered quickly. Can't do it. This stuff was sitting in warehouses. Some of it they had to throw away. And because they're so prideful, they hate the conservatives so much. It's like, you know what? Out here, I don't know if it's like this everywhere. Walgreens, CVS, Walmart. Any place that has a kind of pharmacy that gives a regular flu shot, get them there. Get the shots there and you'll get them out. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced new sanctions Wednesday on the military regime in Myanmar. The military staged a coup, retook power in the country, and arrested a number of senior elected officials earlier this month, citing fraud in last November's election as their reasons for taking over. The sanctions will keep the generals from accessing $1 billion worth of the country's assets held in the United States, with more expected unless the military hands power back to the civilian government.
I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists and they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and she is and also Win Myint, the president. The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back. Oh, he's good to be with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tune in, get involved, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Really, if you got somebody you want to get their, you want to get their blood pressure up, get them crazy, tell them about the show. Tell them about this left-wing show that you know about. That's really cool. Come on. Have some fun with it. Seriously. What was I talking about? God, you guys, take notes, will you? Help me out here. Oh, yeah, there we go. So, we were talking about Governor Newsom, right? And he really believes that he's a great leader. I know people up in Sacramento close to him. Not that they like him, but they're close to him. And he truly believes he is a great leader. We are the worst when it comes to gas taxes and taking care of our freeways. Now, we are in sad and sorry shape. Education will take decades to come back. Right? I mean, a state like this and progressive and just a smart group of people, don't you think it should have been easy for them to figure out how to get the vaccine out to everybody? What do you think? Am I off here or what? And they've hit the number to recall him, and he's just kind of blowing it off like it's no big deal. Right? And I hate to say this, but he might be right. I don't know. Because I've seen some of the issues, or I've seen some comments about the fact that, you know, remember, it's the county that verifies the signatures. So, you know, that ain't good. So if the county's going to verify, hopefully they'll use the same machine and the same process that they used in Georgia. Don't you think? Don't you think that'd be only fair? Right? Use the same process you used in Georgia to count the votes. You know, that way there, you know, 100, maybe 100% almost of those 1.4 million votes will actually nail him, so to speak, which is what he needs. He really needs to. This needs to go through. Because otherwise, people are just not going to trust the system at all. I'm telling you, at some point in time, now listen carefully, I'm not calling for violence. But what I am telling you, at some point in time, people are going to feel it doesn't matter anyway. Right? The laws don't count. Here, take a listen. I hope this works. Take a listen. Come on, Gov.
And we want to do with the sophistication of understanding that we have since last October when we began the process of changing our protocols as it relates to the distribution of the same.
Governor, you mentioned the City College, I believe. Do you mean Fresno City College will be the Optum Serve site? And if so,
and we want to do with the sophistication of understanding that we have since last.
I love that. I love this. Oh, they're exercising their freedom of speech, are they not? They're not burning anything down. They're not breaking anything. So we're good, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love it when you're involved and engaged in part of the conversation. That's what I want you to be. So he was irritated. I don't know. Some of you can't see it because, you know, it's radio and some of you are watching. But you can see he's visibly irritated. He loves, he's a California boy. He wants to be loved and liked and accepted. Right? Even though he knows what he's doing is wrong, and it's got to be wrong because people are leaving the state in big numbers. I'm sure he thinks it's just because they're uninformed and uneducated. He's watching his hope for his presidential race and campaign flushed down the toilet. Well, I don't know anymore. I don't know what to believe anymore. I didn't think Obama was going to make it a second time either. Now, he's facing, I guess I had it wrong. They have almost 1.5 million signatures, actually. Now, the campaign organizers have until March 10th to collect the required number of signatures to just get them in and get them approved. Now, Republicans and the Democrats are alike. They have pulled it together. They have jumped on the bandwagon. And many, even on the Democrat side, don't love his draconian way he's responded, not just to the pandemic, but to everything in particular. In recent weeks, the governor's eased some restrictions, like a ban on outdoor dining. But see, they say that, but it's not true. I don't know if the paper's covering for him or what, but it's just not true. So you've eased the restrictions on outdoor dining. You still have to have a tent up, okay? You still have to have, I think it's only 25% capacity. Everybody at the table has to belong. You can't have more than six, and they all have to belong to the same family. So there's no business lunches, right, to a big degree. So he's hoped that some of these moves would help growth. Now he's saying that there's going to be some new school rulings coming out in the next few days. Yeah, okay, whatever. He said he was focused on every single day on getting businesses open, our schools reopen. That's not true. Increasing the rate of vaccinations. Like I said a minute ago, he's going to open up a state college for vaccinations. Well, good for you. So those same people you say can't get IDs because they can't find City Hall, they can't find this place, they can't find that place, they got to go too far to get it. There's a Walmart, Walgreens, or a CVS, or a Rite Aid for that matter, pretty much within 3 miles of most places in California. You want to get the stuff out? Give it to them. Put shipments there. That isn't hard. And I'm not even college educated. This isn't that hard. I know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know, guys, and I know I've been saying it for a long time. I had somebody write me an email the other day that obviously, I don't know if they don't listen to the show or they don't pay attention. I don't know which. I haven't decided. Have any of you ever heard from me, the only time I've ever called for violence is if you see somebody abusing a young child, especially sexually abusing a young child, then as far as I'm concerned, you can get as violent as you need to be. What do you think? I know I started this story, I never finished it. Remember, I was telling you about Andy the Goes, best-selling book. And what was it? The Los Angeles Times. They reviewed the book. You know what's really funny? These young people have no clue. They compare conservatives, pseudo-conservatives, semi-conservatives. They compare them to Hitler and the SS. And they have no clue. Absolutely no clue as to what that really means. And I've got some Jewish friends that are outraged over this. And you've got other Jews that don't seem to care. It takes away from truly what it means, what Hitler did, what the SS did. The Los Angeles Times review of Andy Ngo's best-selling book on Antifa violence compares the investigative journalist to Nazi propagandist. Right? They actually compared him to Joseph Goebbels. He was like the propagandist of the century. In the piece titled Review, Andy Ngo's new book still pretends Antifa is the real enemy. See what the left has done, though, from a media standpoint? Antifa gets no credit for any of the damage that was done. BLM gets no credit for any of the damage that was done. It was all MAGA. So what I think is Trump should stop selling MAGA hats, MAGA clothing. And as people start showing up places with MAGA hats and MAGA clothing on, let's find out who's making it. Right? Let's track it down to who's buying it, where it's going. Now, I don't know if we can trust the FBI to do that. They probably won't. They got their buddy back in. Every act of violence by Antifa is described so meticulously that Herr Goebbels would have been proud. This is the LA Times writer. Nazarian maintains that he did not make this allusion flippantly. Right? Maligning the opposition was central to Nazi strategy and is critical to today's far-right extremists. Although, all these things apply to the left. Have you noticed that? All these things that they were doing, all these things he's calling out, they are doing right now. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. I want you back here.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
We are back. Those are the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be involved, be engaged. Really, seriously, do something. Don't just sit there and, I don't know. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Seriously. Think about what you're doing. And get involved. Get engaged. And get informed. That's the other thing. Get informed. Don't just spew the garbage that where everybody thinks they have a clue. Got something to say? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right, back at it. L.A. Times. You know, that paper's only good for one thing, but you have to have a bird to use it. You know what I'm saying? The L.A. Times looked at Andy Ngai, is it Ngai's, Ngai's, whatever it is, book, Unmasked. He gets inside Antifa, and he lays out what they're doing and how they're doing it. And he's able to prove it. So what the LA Times has to do, because you can't take on Antifa, you can't take on BLM, you can't show them truly what's going on, they call him out to be a Nazi. A Nazi propagandist. these uneducated, uninformed, left-wing lunatics, they want to go after everybody as a Hitler, as Nazis. And why the Jews aren't infuriated by this, I have no clue. I mean that sincerely. I just don't get it. All right? I mean, why do you let him get away with it? Hitler massacred millions of Jews. Massacred. Right? He saw you as inferior. Massacred. So why are you letting these other people on the left, maybe you're on the left too, I don't know, but why are you letting them get away with this? Can you stop? Because the hate that you're building is going to be on your, you know, on your back. You got people screaming over the fact that, you know, I don't know. We got people, we're not letting people over the border. We're ripping people apart. We're sending, they're dying in the desert. And they call them Hitler and the SS. They call the border agents Nazis. Are you serious? Shame on you. What a POS you are. They're risking their life every day to keep us safe here. And if you're so shallow and all you're going to do is follow the Democrat mantra that they're not hurting anybody, maybe the majority of them aren't, but because that border is open, yeah, there are people found dead. Americans. People's houses along the borderline, border being broken into for water and food. You don't have a right to break it, no matter how hungry you are. You should have been ready to come over. And then, I could spend a whole hour on that one. Anyway, back to this. They accuse him of laying out propaganda and running diversionary tactics to cover for the Patriot Prayer Group. Right? Think about that. You can see what these guys are doing. They're dressed in black. They have black flags. They outwardly call themselves Antifa. They smashed police cars. They set them on fire. They were smashing windows to stores. I tried to figure out, what's the upside of all of that? Right? It's just amazing. His book is called Unmasked, by the way, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy. He's gotten so many death threats for that book. He's thinking about leaving. I think he is going to be leaving the country. Why? Because they won't protect him here. And this is where Antifa and BLM are running rampant. And now under Joe and team, they're really run rampant. Nagoya's false equivalence manifesto comes while fencing remains in place on Capitol Hill. All because of the Proud Boys. Yeah, the Proud Boys are so strong, so powerful. Did you see them, you know, in Portland, how they took over that whole, what was it, two or three or four or five city blocks? Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm sorry, that was Antifa. Never mind. I got that one wrong. Must have been them in, what was it, Seattle. That was it, Seattle. They were the ones that went after the mayor there, right? Remember, they were the ones that set up, you know, what was it called, a whole new city? Oh, no, wait a minute, that wasn't them either. God, somebody help me out here, will you? You can't. The left is willing to lie. They're willing to cheat. They're willing to set the narrative the way they want to set it so that you will believe what they want you to believe. No, really, think about it. They have, because they have dumbed down education for so many years, for so many decades. Many can't think for themselves. Many of the younger people can't think for themselves. They regurgitate what they heard in school. You know, when you see these clips, whether it's Mark Dice or Jesse Waters or whoever, even Jay Leno used to do it, and they go out on the school grounds, and they're interviewing these kids, and they'll say something that they learned at school, but they can't tell you why. They can't tell you what it is. They can't give you any proof. They're regurgitating what they heard, and that's it. Nothing more. The article goes on to say, well, the brown shirts are well remembered in contemporary Western society. The history of far left paramilitants in Germany interwar years has faded to memory. That's what Nagoya says. Nagot's book rose to the top of the sales chart after far-left activists unintentionally aided his cause by protesting the famed Powell's bookstore in Portland, who decided to carry the book. Right? Now, that's the funny thing about it. They want the book pulled. The left wants the book pulled everywhere. Where have we seen that happen before? They've just they've come just shy of lighting it on fire. Wow. Isn't that cool? They also went on to suggest that maybe he faked his injuries in June of 2019 in the attack in Portland. You know, he went down there, tried to get in, see what was going on. There is video of him being beat and robbed, and it's not his video. Right? A dozen of these cowards that call themselves Antifa. Yeah, well, I mean, look at it. You cover your face. You're a coward. You believe in what you say you believe in? You go out there in the open. You let people see you. He was hospitalized with head contusions. A ripped ear. A brain hemorrhage. No arrests. They got people on video. No arrests. I believe it's because the DAs or the AGs in those areas won't allow them to arrest anybody. That's what I believe. Because we've seen it happen. Look what's going on in L.A. Look what's going on in Chicago and other places. Right? I mean, and after he was bleeding and wiping his face off and trying to get himself together, Antifa cowards walked by him throwing milkshakes at him. Right? So they could blur his vision enough to start beating on him again. Now, we know, because other people have reported the same thing, that there were bits of concrete in some of these drinks and some of the stuff that they were throwing. I don't know. It's amazing to me the left. Look at how much they'll defend the violence from there. This is scary. This means that they'll stop at nothing to win. We've heard nothing from the Democrats of substance on the 270-plus riots that took place over the last summer that involved BLM and Antifa. Okay, that's simple. Nothing. Right? When the police departments, when the New York police were being pummeled by bottles of, well, they said they were bottles of water, but they were frozen bottles of water. When bricks were being thrown at cars, where were the Democrats? Where were they? Find me links. Send me links of them calling them out. Right? I mean, seriously, go on and on and on with it. You can hang them with their own words. Yeah, you heard me. I said hang. Because everybody's so caught up on words today. You fight. Yeah, I'm willing to fight for my freedom. I'm willing to fight for your freedom, too. I'm doing it now. We're going through a legal battle right now here. Because I was fighting, yeah, right, for your freedom, for my freedom, for our freedom of speech. You want to know more about it? I don't want to beat this up on the air. I've already been through it a million times. Head over to therealside.com/helpjoe. Therealside.com/helpjoe. I can't make it any easier than that. Send it to your friends, buddies, loved ones, unloved ones. We need some help. This is how the left works. The left either tries to embarrass you to no end, to where you can't step out your door, or they try to break you financially. Well, they try to embarrass me. They try to rip me down. They try to call me out and everything. And I basically tell them to go pound sand. I don't move on what liars say. It's really that simple. And I'm not going to start now. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. In the next hour, we're going to be talking, we're going to be talking about more about what's going on with Governor Newsom. Really what we're up against. Are we going to be able to take it back? And some of the lawsuits that have taken place here in California, giving back power to the churches and other organizations, if you would. Joe Basidio, your host, you've been listening to The Real Side. Be back in just a little bit.